We are reading from the writings of Rabash, page 174. We start with "It is known." Well, you can ask questions in Cub TV. Relevant questions will be aired. It is known that one cannot live out of negativity, but out of positivity. This is so because provision refers to what a person receives and enjoys receiving. This comes to us from the purpose of creation, called his desire to do good to his creatures. Therefore, a person must receive delight and pleasure so as to have something with which to delight one's body. This is called positivity, meaning a filling, and with this filling he fulfills his needs. But a person also needs a lack. Otherwise, there is no place in which the light of life can enter. A lack is called a kli. This means that if one has no kelim, vessels, he cannot receive anything. A lack is called a desire, meaning that he has a desire for something, and he feels that he is lacking this thing and wishes to fulfill the need. To the extent that he feels its abstinence, and to the extent that he needs to satisfy his need, this is the measure of his lack. In other words, a great lack or a small lack depends on the measure of one's sense of necessity to satisfy that need. This means that if a person comes to feel that he is lacking something, and he feels that feeling in every organ, yet he doesn't have a strong desire to satisfy his need, there are many reasons why he doesn't have such a great desire to fulfill his need. 1. He told his friends what he needs, and he feels the necessity for it. However, the friends made him see that what he needs is unattainable. So his friends influenced him with their views that he must accept his situation. They weakened his strength to overcome so he can prevail over the obstacles on his way to obtaining what he wants. In consequence, the need and craving weakened too, since he sees that he will never obtain what he wants. For this reason, meaning because he sees that it is utterly impossible that he will ever fulfill his need, this is the reason why he doesn't obtain his goal. It causes him to lessen his need. It turns out that his great desire was waned due to despair. 2. Sometimes he doesn't even tell his friends what he wants. He only hears from his friends who are talking to each other, and he heard that they have already given up, and that affects him too. In other words, their despair affects him, and he loses the enthusiasm that he had for achieving dvikut, adhesion, as soon as possible. Thus, he loses that willpower. 3. And sometimes one thinks for himself without any slander from the outside, but sees that each time he wishes to draw near to Kedusha, holiness, when he begins to analyze, he really realizes the opposite, that he is regressing instead of moving forward, and this causes him to lose the strength for the work. It turns out that he collapses under his load. He has nothing from which to receive sustenance because he sees only negativity and darkness. Thus, he loses the spirit of life that he had when he seemingly had some livelihood, called reviving his soul. And now he feels spiritually dead, meaning he cannot make a single movement in the work, just as if he were actually dead. This means that even though now he sees the truth, meaning the recognition of evil, it is negative, and from that one cannot receive any livelihood, since provision of the body is specifically from positivity. Therefore, one must walk on the right line for two reasons. One, to keep his desire from wanting when he hears slander. Two, to receive vitality, which is specifically from positivity, meaning that it is an important thing and that there is a question of wholeness here. However, it is difficult to understand how, when he criticizes his work order and sees that his being immersed in self-love, the truth, how can he be told to walk on the right line, which is called wholeness? After all, as far as he can see, when he judges honestly, it is a total lie. It is known that the general and the particular are equal. This means that the individual follows the same order that applies to the collective. In regard to the collective, it was given us to believe in the coming of the Messiah. In the prayer, I believe in the coming of the Messiah, and though he may be delayed, I await his arrival still. Hence, one must never give up and say, I see that I am incapable of obtaining dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator. It is considered that he goes out of the exile in the nations of the world called self-love and comes under the authority of Kedusha and will come to correct the root of his soul and cling to the life of lives. It follows that if one believes in redemption in general, that he will come, he should believe that the redemption will come in particular. Hence, one should receive wholeness for himself in relation to the future, in a way that one should depict for himself the measure of goodness, pleasure, and joy that he will receive when he receives fulfillment for all his needs. And this certainly gives him emotional satisfaction and energy to work to obtain this goal that he hopes to achieve. It turns out that first one must depict for himself what he is hoping for, what will make him happy and joyful if he obtains what he anticipates. However, first one should thoroughly know the goal that he wants to obtain. And if one does not pay close attention and much scrutiny to what he expects from life, from his life, meaning he should tell himself, now I have decided what I want, after analyzing the joy in life that can be obtained in the world. If he has the opportunity to obtain it, then he will have the strength and wisdom to say, now I can thank the Creator for having created his world. Now he can wholeheartedly say, blessed is he who said, let there be the world, since I feel the delight and pleasure that it is truly worthwhile for me and for all creations to receive this delight and pleasure that I have now received from the purpose of creation, called his desire to do good to his creations. And although he is still far from obtaining the goal, if he nonetheless knows for certain from what he can receive his future happiness, it is as it is written. Rabbi Meir says, anyone who engages in Torah Lishma, for her name, is rewarded with great many things. Moreover, the whole world is worthwhile for him. It is let into the secrets of the Torah, and he becomes like an everlasting spring. And when he pays attention to that, to what he can achieve, meaning when he feels the importance of the goal and depicts for himself the happiness that he will achieve, The joy that he will experience when he attains it is unimaginable. Thus, to the extent that he believes in the importance of the goal, and to the extent that he believes that though he may be delayed, I await his arrival still, he can receive the filling of the light of life from the future goal. It is known that there is inner light and there is surrounding light. Baal HaSulam once interpreted inner light as referring to what one receives in the present, and surrounding light as the light that is destined to shine, but which one has not yet attained. However, the surrounding light shines in the present too, to the extent of his confidence that he will attain it.
Questions? Actually, you need to depict, what is he saying? What is he telling us? We have to picture the future. The future means the next degree. The next degree means the whole bestower. Whatever I can depict, not a half, not a quarter, a complete whole. When the low degree pictures the next degree, it always have to picture Gmar Tikkun, because it's her own Gmar Tikkun in order to rise up to the next degree. Meaning that all the qualities, all the disturbances, all the disappointments, everything that's in man has to be corrected to complete each other. Nothing disappears. Everything is completed in the complete whole form of bestow, whatever he can imagine to himself. That the whole world is in bestow, each and every one, and he is completely swallowed into that. And that's the next degree altogether. And then when he reaches that next degree, he discovers extra vessels, extra deepness, a complete new frequency of work. And then too, he needs to make efforts to discover everything about that degree, its deepness in the vessels and its attributes. And then too, yearn to its Gmar Tikkun, that is wholeness. And once he reaches that, that will be the end of the 10 Sefirot of the next degree. And that way, from one state to another state.
Ken.
Yes. Gadi from Ranana is asking, what's the difference in the work between expecting the next good state to between egoistic expectation? So his question is, how do I know that I'm in the correct expectations? Baal HaSulam gives us a simple direction in that Israel, Oraita, and Kutshe Berichu should be one. That formula tells us that that same person that is called Yeshal Kel, meaning he yearns for that goal, that the upper force, the force of love, a person who yearns to reach better not to do it like this. Hold on. Better to do it like this. This is a man, and if he yearns to reach the goal, that his goal is the Creator. Bestow love. So it's written that man is called Israel. ישר, כן. According to his direction, it is written, how does he get to the end of that goal? With what? By this tool that's called Torah. That here in the middle there's some kind of means called Torah. That with that Torah, there is Tariyag 613 lights, and Tariyag 613 desires. And we need to discover them. If we discover them, we build a kli, a vessel with that. Those desires are called the evil inclination, or our ego. And the lights are called the reforming light, or what we call surrounding light. And then in every degree and degree, every state and state, there's 125 steps, degrees. We need, on all 125 degrees, let's say if we take this level here, so it will have also Tariyag lights and Tariyag vessels, lights and vessels, that we need to organize them. The 613 vessels are shattered, and against them we have the surrounding lights. And then we discover those shattered vessels, meaning that they don't want to unite, they're against unity. This is against the unity. That is why they're called shattered. And the lights, it's called the reforming light. They are the ones correcting. Corrections. That they bring the corrections. If we implement this, actualize it correctly. That's why he writes that the implementing can only be in a group. That's why in that we build some kind of kli. Here was a smaller kli. Here was an even smaller kli. Until we reach the biggest kli that is ready to receive all of the light of Ein Sof. So, what is the kli? It's all of the creatures, all of the creatures. Or, in our example here, so it's the group. The group. That's the main thing, main place where we can realize our correction. But for the beginner, he only has a point in the heart. That's why he's called Israel. That's why he's called Israel. That's it. So with his point in the heart, he has to go into a group, integrate there, and as much as in his relation to the group, to the other shattered parts, that they are shattered in his eyes, as much as he corrects them until it seems to him that they are all sacred, everybody's corrected, he sees them as the greatest of the generation, as righteous men, and it's pleasant to be together with them, to integrate, to be in friendship together with them. In that way, he gets closer to correcting his state every time. And by that, he reaches bestow, love, meaning to the qualities of the Creator. All in all, what we need to go through, we have to pass on to the quality of bestowing love. And the vessels in the beginning are in the form of receiving and self-love. That's how it is. Meaning, all of the implementing is in a group. There is nothing else but the group. And that's why it's organized like that, the shattering of the vessels and what we're going through. Let Gershon ask.
By what I understand, it follows that what you call Israel is 1 degree.
Wait. Israel isn't a degree. Israel is a
yes, the point. Same point.
Whoever yearns to know what the secret of life is, the source of life, the meaning of life, meaning he has some kind of internal connection between him and the upper force. That connection, of course, he can't really depict it, but the connection is there, and that is called Yashar Kel, that he has that inclination to the Creator. But it's not his own force. It's a point that is in him from the above. Except for that, he has nothing, and he won't have anything else. Only what he, through that point and the reforming light, look, wait. Sorry that I'm not letting you speak. This is what we have. Here, we are revealed, Taryag 613, vessels. They are revealed. Okay. That is on the side of the man. On the Creator side, there's a point in the heart and the reforming light. Two things are given to us to use in order to correct F613 shattered desires. So I have an inclination. I have the 613 egoistic desires. That's inside of me. And there's a reforming light if I want it. What am I lacking? I'm lacking a group. Towards what am I actualizing my 613 desires? So I'm also brought to a group. So, point in the heart, the 613 shattered desires, a group, and the reforming light. That's all my pieces of data that I need. Now I have to organize the correct connection between them. If that integration reaches the correct relation between all the components, the light shines on the Taryag desires, the point in the heart gets stronger, and we reach the form of the light, that same light in the Taryag desires, and that is the revelation of the Creator to the creature. We finish that state, and then everything gets renewed. So the point in the heart is renewed because it gets stronger with those desires we have already corrected. The point can shine more with them, because in order to keep the freedom of choice, so we get new, stronger 613 egoistic desires, and we have stronger reforming light too, and we have the group again that is much worse in my eyes now than it was before. And I work again. That's altogether, that's what I have to do. To build the correct relations between those four components. Yes.
So this is exactly what my question is about. Everything that you're saying right now, it seems to me that sometimes that this is what I'm going through.
Good for you. That's great.
But actually, are there such things called steps in the stage of preparations, or only when we start?
No, also in level zero, let's say we're in it right now, we go through all kinds of phases, all kinds of states. It's like we learn that if you have one degree that has 10 sefirot, and not more and not less, every sefira also has its personal sefirot, and they have the personal sefirot, and so on. There's no state that is one or zero. There's always some, it includes everything in it. The entire reality is whole and complete. And in it, there's only a resolution. How should I say it? Let's say a clarity, as clear as I see it. I can see it like on a map. Now we're flying a Peter, okay? So if I look at the map, there's a point of the city. If I get closer, that point, I see it's not a point, it's a big city, I get even closer, and so on and so on. So we can see it in our state. It seems like a point, but actually it's all of reality. Our state includes all of reality. It all depends on what resolution we see all the details in. And specifically, by revealing those details, we go through those 125 degrees. What are we going to do? We have to end the lesson. Okay, you. You say whatever you have to say.
No, I don't.
Okay. By the way, we are now with a few new friends in our learning center. And Mike Kellogg is in charge there, that I think he's also with us there. So let's take them into consideration. We'll think about them too, that they'll be with us more and more. Yes.
Sergei from Moscow is asking how to depict the next level in the group in order to advance towards it.
Wholeness, completeness, perfection. How can he depict anything else? Everybody has like a little, some kind of depiction of what he thinks the spiritual level is. No, spiritual level is that I sit on this huge chair, I push all the angels to the side, and they come and they serve me, and one gives me a cigarette, the other one lights it for me, third angel brings me a glass of beer, and so on. Also, all those pillows, you know, they're organizing it nicely for me. What are you depicting for the next world? I don't know. Maybe I heard for the Arab cousins and the Arabs or whatever they tell us and so on. It's very important because without constantly holding a clear goal in front of us, man is like a ship at sea that just sways with the wind. It's not that you only lose direction, you go into very dangerous states. You need to constantly see our goal in front of us. Because if you see it, all kinds of disturbances, you can just pay attention to them right away if they come against it. And you have time to catch them and to subdue them beneath you, to put them below you. If you have no goal, there's nothing for you to check all the disturbances against, and then you can't recognize them as disturbances. They pull you sideways, all kinds of desires and thoughts, suddenly all kinds of pictures, and that's it, you're gone. You disappear in them, they swallow you, instead of you swallowing them. To depict a goal in front of you is very important. That's why we talk about the preparation so much. Preparation is depicting the correct state. What do we want to attain? That and nothing else, nothing less. And without any doubts, that's a must. I'd rather be dead than alive if I don't attain that. Yes.
A question from Eliachin asks, how do we identify these desires which we need to correct?
It's usually not desires. It comes as some kind of depiction. All kinds of disturbances towards friends, towards a goal, towards the instructor, towards the studying, towards the creator. That's how this world and our level, usually this world obscures us. That's what we have. Later on, it comes in different forms. Like they tell us in the Zohar, we also have to understand what images those are, but lion, dogs, and that's what they call it, but it's it appears differently. But on the way we have everything. We'll see it. Yes.
Moshe from Antwerpen asks, how do we get to be in one desire and scrutinized?
One scrutinized desire comes with the reforming light. It's not that we scrutinize the desires. We can't sort them out or see this is more correct or less. We feel how it happens in us with the reforming light. Man has to reach the state that he feels what he does and what the Creator does, because the purpose of the shattered vessels is to be partners with him in the correct way. With ascending of the prayer, the answer to the prayer through the center of the group, that Israel, the lights, and the Creator will be gathered together and will be realized through the center of the group. Yes, Akoka.
When you finish the stage, the step, who finishes the step, the person or the group?
It comes together. It's the end of a degree is called unity between everybody. Israel, Oraita, and Kudshi Baruch Hu are one. Israel, the lights, and the Creator become one. Everyone turns into one.
In the time of preparation, everybody finishes it in the same time?
In your eyes, yes. I don't know what you're asking about. That's why I'm answering like this. Yes.
I'm asking.
You want to say this. Can I attain without all my friends, without everybody else? No. To the measure that you attain spirituality, you see that everybody's there. Otherwise, how can you attain it?
I'm asking. It's clear to me that I can't attain without the others, but I'm asking for me. In order to finish this degree, these 10 sefirot, and to enter the next degree, how does a person know exactly what he's lacking? What is lacking in order to finish this degree?
Only unity. mutuality, advancing towards the same goal, that everybody discovers the same one force. I don't understand your question, what you're lacking. How do I know what's lacking? What do you feel that you're lacking in order to reach perfection? That's what is missing. And it could be that your scrutiny isn't enough and isn't correct, so the upper light will illuminate a bit more and awaken all kinds of other... How do I say it? Well, some of your own personal deficiencies that you're lacking in scrutiny in order to strengthen yourself above them towards the group. We are building everything above our reason. That the reason, meaning deficiencies, problems, all kinds of desires, inclinations, egoistic, they are what give us the flesh, the deepness, the coarseness of the kli, that above it we can build an inclination to love, to bestow, to unity, to strengthening each other, to justifying, to appreciating the others. Above our ego, the light that reforms brings us an enlargement of the ego, that above that we'll be able to keep advancing. It teaches us not to stay in this beastly level that we yearn for beastly love, to corporeal inclinations. We have to be above them, to take higher values into consideration, to build our life in a more towards the goal. Everything gets clear to you. The reforming light really reforms in all kinds of different ways. If you need to, it enlarges the bad things or the good things, or it navigates you and directs you in everything. You only need this one thing, to justify your friends in your eyes, to try and be in the connection with them, awaken them, like the Rabash writes in the few articles he has about this society. That's enough.
So how do you go above reason in that process? Because your reason only inflates and grows all the time, so it swallows you into it.
First of all, you forget that you have to be above it. So first of all, there has to be this general awareness that man must help his friend, that not to forget that our goal is to be above our reason, that our reason that keeps awakening in us is specifically, that's the reason that it's growing, it's help against it. And above it, I'm supposed to make like a coating. I have to sail above it, above our reason. Yes.
And what's the test that I really go above reason and that I don't ignore it?
That I constantly keep myself in those two levels together. That's in the reason and that's above the reason. I'm aware that I'm above the reason in a constant scrutiny in those two points. I don't fall from that. And only the general effort, and with God's help, as we say, with the illumination of their surrounding lights, that can hold me in that. Otherwise, no chance. If man tries to hold himself above reason, he discovers you can only do it in the group, only in that environment that is what's holding him up. What's that mean? They all think about it, and through them, the reforming light shines on him. The reforming light comes from our future vessel. It's the light that will only be seen in the next degree as internal light, that degree where we're all connected. That's why if you yearn to that unity, that light, to the measure of your yearning, the reforming light will come. In that, you build the Shekhinah and everything we learn from the Zohar, let's say.
So what does the group think about in order to keep the person above reason?
The same thing. To constantly be above reason, because that's the scrutiny. Constantly, this thing grows in me, the help against it, my ego against the Creator, and me, when I receive him as an opposite of what I see, I yearn for him. I want to be in him. I put this clothing on my desires to receive. We'll talk about this. Specifically, clothing is called returning light, reflecting light. Specifically with those clothing, we can climb up, and the ego constantly grows in quality. And we, every time, change our clothings on the desires until we reach the reforming light of the reflecting light of Nevan Chai. And in that, we discover, in the reflecting light, we can discover the internal light. And that is the form that is clothed on the material. Yes.
So when we say that we need to long for wholeness to describe the corrected state, does that include above reason as well? Meaning, do we describe in the state of wholeness both states?
Which two?
Both reason and above reason?
You can't both of them. How can you measure both of them? I don't understand you. Now I feel above reason. What's that mean? I feel myself 10 meters above the ground. How do you feel that? Either you feel it with some measurement tools or your senses, but you have to measure it according to what you know where the ground is. Yes.
So when we say that we need to, for instance, describe the corrected state, that this is our preparation even for the convention, and we want to see each and everything in the perfect way. So when we say perfect, do we mean on top of the lack of perfection? On top of our vessels, on top of our reason?
Yes.
So what does it mean to describe both of these states as we prepare ourselves?
You can't have one without the other. It's you have a difficulty depicting both of them. I'm saying you can't have one without the other. You don't even know what reason is without the above reason. I'll even add to your question. Even your ego, you can't know it if you're not above it. That you don't know. That's why I tell people on the outside about the ego. They'll say, me? I'm fine. And we are like that too until we don't attain something from above reason. How can you? Yes.
When it appears, if it appears, then I realize how can there be such a state? Because I then accepted that state where I both hold reason and within reason, above reason. I'm asking about the preparation.
The preparation is only in the group, and it is scrutinized through the reforming light. You're asking me, how do I build the next degree? You don't build it. It's a right, correct question. You don't build it. That inclination is false. It's not right. It's not good. You don't build anything. The light builds it. You just yearn to be connected with the others. And not in this way or that way or like this or like that. Don't be smart. Don't be smart. It's completely not right. You need, like Rabash writes, you have to integrate in everybody, serve everybody, give everybody, help everybody as much as possible, also in action and also in intention. That an intention without an action is just a ghost, and action without the intention is stupidity. It's like that action will have no direction, no nothing. So you need both of them. But not that now you start working and it's the work of the Creator, not your work. You let the light and all those, let the light work on you. Yes. Yeah.
So, in terms of preparation, what does it mean to acquire lacks or deficiencies?
What is in the preparation, acquiring desires?
Yeah, we're now preparing for the convention. You said yesterday and today that...
That's through our integration. I don't ask for deficiencies. I ask for their correction, for completing them. You're suddenly asking very interesting questions today. How can we enlarge our vessels? That's good. It's a good sign. It means that you're thinking of the preparation. But the preparation is in that it's enough what we have. We don't need an addition of deficiencies. Whatever we have right now, let's unite it and connect it together in an integral, close way. Let's make this all into one. That's it. That's the only thing I have to think about. And then, all kinds of thoughts, disappointments, confusions, rejection, and so on and so on. But what we have to equip ourselves with in order to complete that thing of one for our first degree, it'll come. That's the only thing you have to connect to. Israel, Oraita, and Kutcha Baruch Hu are one. Israel, the lights, and the Creator become one. Meaning, I have to try to see all of them as one. And think that everything I have is enough. I don't need any more deficiencies, any problems, confusions, nothing. It's not that I ask it yes or no. I let the light take care of that. My work is to try and make this into one.
So we need, from what we have now, that's what we need to yearn for.
Yeah, it's enough for you. Believe me, it's enough. And if every other disturbances come, it means that it comes to complete a view to our first degree. So we'll work with them too. In knowledge and in gratefulness, gratitude. That means that man blesses the good as he does on the bad, the light and the deficiencies that come. You bless everything.
You recently gave us the emphasis between expectation and preparation. And now I feel like what I have to do is expect it to unite. So what is the preparation to unite?
No, I want everything I have to unite into one direction. And I prepare myself, and I want it to... I'm not expecting it to happen like in 10 more days in the convention in St. Petersburg, that all of us, all the group in Israel and the world will unite around the convention. And that each one in his own place, every group, The correct preparation is that we now we want it to happen. We don't even leave it for tomorrow. So of course not for 10 days and more and more. No. I'm expecting the Messiah to come at any second. Exactly like that. Any moment. That is what is called the preparation.
Ken, Modin.
Yeah, Modin.
We, based on your words, we always learn that all we need is to draw the light that reforms. Are there levels of our actions where we draw more or less of the light?
The light illuminates. It is internal light in 10 sefirot that complete each other. What does it mean, 10 sefirot that complete each other? What does it mean that they're whole? That every sefira is integrated in 10. So Bala Sulam and Rabash explained to us that there have to be 10 friends that unite, and in their unity, what happens? They integrate from each other, and each one inside him, he has 10 friends. And then, when those 10 are integrated in 10, that is called a complete vessel. And then, through their unity, in faith, in unity, above reason, above their ego, the internal light is revealed in that unity. The aviyut is below, the reflecting light is above, and in that reflecting light is where the next degree is revealed, the direct light. We that aren't in that state yet, but a bit less than it, then it turns out that we're still organizing the connections between us in a correct way. And that's why that same internal light is illuminating on us as surrounding lights. I don't want to start getting into the whole thing that the surrounding lights also include the light of Chochmah and the light of Chassadim as clothing, but just listen to it. Hear that and we'll interpret these things later on. Because that is the exact light that really shines in our upper potsuf that we will reach very soon. So what we need to do, we need to try and reach that same corrected form that everybody is integrated in everybody. That's called yearning for the love of the creations. That unity, that integration in our mutual desires, the integration in the desire to fulfill all of those strange desires, that is called the love of the others, love of the creations. That is what we have to yearn for, because through that, in that, we reach the love of the Creator, that the light, the direct light illuminates in the reflecting light. That is the feeling that you come to unity and connection with the force of bestowal, the upper force of bestowal, which is called the Creator.
So, basically, if I go out to disseminate, can I also draw surrounding light with this intention?
Yes, if you participate in dissemination, and that you are expanding your vessels, and through you, the whole group. And this is here. We also have an interesting explanation for that. That we, after the convention, we have a lot of little seeds that we're sowing here. If I go and disseminate, I make our ascending in the group easier by me widening and expanding the foundations. They join us as the still vegetative and animate levels that we are the speaking. And in that, I'm relieving the tension in the group. I pass on a bit of the quality into quantity. Our efforts. We'll learn how this thing works. In somewhat, we lose distance, but we add our force. Like, what is it called? Like a pulley, some kind of... But, you know, like we have a crane on the roof. You can make a lot of actions and it goes up slowly, but you can rise a big weight. So it takes longer, but it's easier. So by the fact that you disseminate integral education, Kabbalah, doesn't matter, same thing, still vegetative and animate for them. For them, integral education is what is Kabbalah for the speaking level. So, you're losing in the small efforts, but you're gaining in the that you have greater force in your hands.
Like changing gears in your bicycle.
Yeah, you can say like gears on the bike.
Within my family, the immediate family?
No. Don't confuse us with your family. Let's first understand the concept itself, how the dissemination can help us here. And of course that now we will be joined with more and more groups before the convention. So, in according to that, we will gain a lot. Us and them is joining us, and for us it will be easier to attain our wanted state. And in that, we have to go to a little bit to Zohar, at least, to draw that light, please.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.